What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Sorry about the loud noise. I forgot the volume pot was still up there. So, not too long ago, Catalonia came on out and told the government of Spain, we want to go our own way. Historically, we used to be an independent country. That's generating a lot of friction. We're going to see what's happening with that. Now, Macron has the same problem because a nationalist coalition won a majority in the regional elections on the French island of Corsica. And they are now calling for President Macron to negotiate the island's independence. I can just see George Soros running all over the place with a big roll of duct tape trying to glue his European Union back together here. All right, we're going to go ahead and take a phone call from Dustin in New Jersey. Aloha, Dustin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Yeah, on Trump, he has just refilled him and Netanyahu like ISIS ranks, basically. People are angry, you know, like they radicalized more people by that stunt. You know, without him,
they did.
You know, it's like no strategy involved in with these people.
I'm beginning to think there wasn't really a strategy. I don't think they were expecting this backlash. I really think Netanyahu thought that if Trump went along recognizing Jerusalem as Israel's capital, most of the rest of the world would just follow the way they did Harry Truman. They couldn't have done more to destabilize the Middle East. If they'd wanted to. And if they wanted to, they did an excellent job of it. And if they weren't expecting this, that betrays a certain degree of incompetence in foreign policy.
Remember that woman, Vanessa, I forgot her last name. She was the one in Syria investigating the White Helmets and all the other groups. She was on RT. You talked about this last week, about Adam Smith International, that front company that was linked to the British government sending money to the jihadis through a rebel police force in Syria. But there's another two groups. One's linked to the, I forgot the name, linked to the White Helmets. And there's another company. It's like a spider web of different fronts, you know, like linking to these different organizations. And they all traffic money and weapons to these different groups. You know, people need to watch that interview. It's on RT. It was only a few days ago. It was Vanessa something or other, and she was talking about how, like, you know, got these, you know, Adam Smith International groups and all these other ones, which we knew about, but not I didn't expect it to be this many different groups linking to other groups, you know.
Well, they have a multiplicity of groups to try and conceal what it is that they're doing. To use a much more scaled down example, of course, the Democrats going to a law firm who then in turn went to Fusion GPS, who then in turn went to Christopher Steele to gin up this bogus Russia dossier. You'll have all these little cutouts to try and make it very hard to follow where the money's really going. But we know from documents that came out during the investigation into the email server, stuff that Judicial Watch got, that yes, the U.S. government was covertly supporting and supplying both ISIS and al-Qaeda in Syria. And yes, that goes on a lot because they're trying to basically fight these wars using these proxy groups in the awareness, both in Great Britain and the United States. The general public is tired of war. We've had enough. Okay, all right, so we'll just take all this money and we'll get these other groups to go fight our wars for us. And it was no secret that the vast majority of people who were fighting against Assad in Syria were hired mercenaries. 98% of the Free Syria Army were not even from Syria.
And, Mike, also, don't forget, I just want to talk about the Syria, like Russia leaving. They're not leaving. They're only extra forces leaving. They're still going to be in those two bases over there. So when if there's trouble, they'll be just pulling back into, you know, the aircraft and stuff. But, you know, that's why we're in debt, partially, is because, you know, we're overextended because you got too many people around. You know, they're smart because they did their job. They leave. They don't, you know, they're not going to stay there forever having all those many troops and and weapons and you know, ships and all this other stuff. It's just a waste of money, you know? So you have a small group.
I disagree. I don't think that was Putin's motive. I think Putin's motive in pulling forces out of Syria was to send a message, you know, the job is done, we're leaving, and so should the United States of America. And, of course, the U.S. has turned around and said, no, we're not going anywhere. We are here to stay. Getting on back to the immense cost of all this militarism around the globe, that is another parallel with the Soviet Union. One of the aspects that came on out of Reagan's Star Wars program was it goaded the Soviet Union into spending a lot more money on their weapons and led to basically the economic collapse of the entire system. And we're on that same path right now. The Pentagon is screaming for more money. There is no more money out here for them to have. And yes, the Federal Reserve can just create it out of thin air, but that puts downward pressure on the U.S. dollar internationally. So they're in a real corner on this.
And you know who's still over in Syria is going to be Russian special forces. And, like, you know, there's some subs lurking out there. So, you know, they left, but they're not leaving. You know what I mean?
Like I said, it was more symbol than substance. And I think Putin was sending a message to the U.S. It's time for you to leave as well. But it didn't work.
Yeah, it's like. Like I said, they have to move their own. Like, China and Russia's just got to go their own way. I mean, it's like no dealing with. You can't deal with it at this with us at this point. And Europe, you know, maybe France can be dealt with and Germany partially, but Britain and United States is they're never going to. You know, just look at the Olympics.
Unfortunately, Russia and China cannot deal with the governments of Germany and France so much. Everything is now being routed through Brussels. They're talking about a United States of Europe with no national distinctions internally by 2025.
Yeah, good luck with Brussels with those no-go zones. Thanks, Mike.
Yeah, really. That's a big problem.
Have a good
Anything
show.
Else? All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. We're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining the network. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Getting on back to Europe, along with Catalonia and Corsica, apparently a British member of the European Parliament is urging Hungary to seriously consider breaking free from what he describes as EU tyranny. This is from UKIP member of the European Parliament, David Coburn. Now, voices are rising in Poland for the Polexit. They want out. And the Poles, I mean, look how long the EU has been around. There's been an entire generation now. And the Polish people are frustrated with the European Union. And they're saying it's time to end the economic bloc and for Poland to leave. The EU has not worked out for any of the member nations. It was supposed to be, originally, nothing more than a free trade, free travel bloc. That was it. That's what it was sold as. The European Union, we're going to have an outside border. Inside, you're not going to need visas or passports. You just can trade with each other. It's going to be wonderful. And bit by bit, over time, Brussels grabs more and more authority to itself. The European Union Parliament is a joke. It's symbolic. They can't actually pass any laws or do anything. The real power lies with the European Union Commission. It's just a handful of people that are making the decisions. And the people of Europe are not at all happy with it one tiny bit. Now, Merkel and Macron are in a bit of a conflict because France is pushing for the idea of a United States of Europe. And Germany, of course, sees themselves as being the preeminent power. So we could actually see a split there where France and Germany both decide we've had it with this. But apparently German Foreign Minister Sigmar Gabriel is also supporting the initiative of the head of the Social Democratic Party, Martin Schulz, creation of the United States of Europe by 2025. And he's describing it as a nationality-free utopia. In other words, there won't be any nationalities in the EU. It's all going to be blurred and blended together. They're taking all those people from France and Italy and Sweden and Switzerland and Germany, along with all the Africans and the Middle Eastern Muslims. It's like a big giant blender, and they're going to hit puree. And they think that's going to lead to a utopia. If you think that, go up and take a look at what's going on up in Sweden. Because it's not working out that way. Now, here is a very scary development. This is over at CBN.com. And apparently, the European Court of Human Rights is actually looking at a case that involves applying Sharia law to a disagreement between citizens of Greece who are Muslims. And so apparently Christian Coalition, a nonprofit organization based in London, intervened in the case because of the importance of the case in European law and its implications for countries across Europe. Now, of course, here in the United States of America, there is a wall between church and state. That's the reason for that portion of the First Amendment that says Congress shall make no law respecting an institution of religion. There's no official U.S. religion. No religion has civil authority. And that was crafted into our Constitution and the Bill of Rights because the founding fathers were only a few generations removed from the turmoil that gripped Great Britain in the conflict between the Catholics and the Protestants. And they didn't want that to threaten their new nation. But apparently over in Europe, they're actually considering that Sharia law might override the civil law. I think that would be a huge mistake for them to do that. Now, we mentioned earlier in the show this idea about the Olympics. And the corporate media made a big deal about the fact that Russia is banned from the Olympic Games. Well, the Russian Olympic Committee, commission chair, Sofia Valakaya, is saying the Russian Olympic team will be competing as individuals under a neutral flag. Apparently, this took the U.S. a little bit by surprise, who thought Russia would just take their athletes and storm home in a tantrum. Now, it's interesting about this idea about a neutral flag because it implies there is already some kind of state of war between the U.S. and Russia. But basically, the IOC, the legal experts have pointed out, the original allegations of doping used by the International Olympic Committee to justify banning the entire team were found to be unsubstantiated in the final full report issued by the IOC in connection with its ban ruling. So here's what went down. The IOC had a preliminary report that says, we think the Russians are doping their athletes. Then they came on out and said, Russia is banned, and they issued the full report that said, we couldn't actually find any evidence of doping. And all of it goes back to that report from the World Anti-Doping Association, which was filled with ambiguities and, for the most part, based on a supposed confession from a Russian doctor. That was the entire case. But it looks like the Russians are going to be there, and it doesn't matter what uniform or flag they're wearing. Everybody's going to know they're Russians. There's another big stink that's building because apparently in one of the past Olympics, there were allegations of doping by the American athletes. They tested positive for banned substances, but those test results were destroyed. And they gave the athletes a grace period. Come on back in a few days, we'll test you again. And I really hate to see the Olympics being politicized. I understand it's a political world, but I believe in a world of balance where there's a place for politics, there's a place for religion, there's a place for science, there's a place for art, there's a place for music, there's a place for athletics, and so forth and so on. But to allow politics to swell and just contaminate everything it touches, I think that deteriorates society as a whole. Now, I remember when I was a kid, you know, the Olympics were a big deal in the spirit of the original Olympics back in ancient Greece, which was when the Olympics are held, you stop the wars. You put down the weapons, you stop all the arguments, and you get together just to have the games. and they would have Olympic Games in Greece where soldiers on opposite sides of a war, ongoing war, would compete with each other. And then it was all over. They'd go back and presumably go back to warring. Or maybe not. Maybe they'd become friends and decide they'd had enough of that. That's what happened during the Christmas truce in World War I, if you remember that story. In fact, I think we're coming up on the anniversary of that. And that's where there was a truce declared for the Christmas holidays in the trenches of World War I. And the Germans and the British started shouting Christmas greetings at each other. They ventured out of the trenches. They had soccer games. They traded souvenirs. And when it was all over, most of them said, I don't want to shoot those guys. We're friends now. Now, we've been talking about this story for a while, and this is going to get really, really ugly. And it is a reminder that the police are not always good people. In fact, one of the drawbacks of the police forces is they tend to attract people who want to be police officers because they love the idea of the uniform and the badge and a gun and being able to boss people around. It does attract a certain psychology, which is not always conducive to the best service to the public. So apparently we're looking at Baltimore and the death of Detective Sean Suter. And they're saying, how deep does the corruption go? And apparently there's this scandal involving at least 8 officers of the Gun Trace Task Force who are accused of stealing money from residents, dealing drugs, and racketeering. Now, Detective Sean Suter was going to testify in the case, and he was found dead in an alley, shot in the head with his own gun. And originally, the Baltimore police said, we'll take care of it, we'll investigate it. Now, because of public outcry, they've turned around, and the FBI is coming on in. Not that the FBI is necessarily any less corrupt. We saw that with TWA 800. We saw that with James Earl Ray. We saw that with Vince Foster. Saw that at Waco. We saw that at Oklahoma City, where when the low-level cover-up isn't working, you get the high-level cover-up artists to come on in. Meanwhile, out in San Joaquin, California, the chief autopsy doctor, the chief pathologist, has resigned. And basically has gone public blowing the whistle, saying that he chose to resign because he no longer wanted to stand by and watch the sheriff change the findings from death investigations in order to protect law enforcement. So this former chief forensic pathologist, Dr. Bennett Omalu, claimed that when he was conducting autopsies on individuals who were killed by police officers, Sheriff Coroner Steve Moore attempted to influence the medical findings. This was reported by KQED News. In some cases, the reports were changed from homicide to accidental death. We are a hopelessly corrupt society. And speaking of corruption and entanglements, there's a story just now breaking. You remember that Department of Justice official was demoted over the Trump dossier case? Well, it turns out his wife worked for Fusion GPS. Little conflict of interest there. And it gets even better than that. She also worked for the Central Intelligence Agency, which raises a question. Is Fusion GPS one of the too many to be counted CIA front groups? And there are a lot of them. So, when we come on back from this next commercial break, we're going to talk a little bit about computers, about global warming and so forth. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, and we'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, "I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it." I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
The money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up in anyone. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did. The towers in New York City.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And once again, that address is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. And again, I am daring everybody who listens to this broadcast, podcast, YouTube replay, Part 15 radio broadcasters, send in $5, just $5. And if you don't, you got to stick your fingers in your ears and stop listening, because we really do need your help. All right, getting on back here to the news. And by the way, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. There's been a new development coming from Representative Bod Goodlatte, Republican of Virginia. And he wants to change the laws regarding posting online where anybody who posts or hosts an ad that leads to any kind of sexual interaction is going to get prison time. And this is bad news, obviously, for sex workers who advertise online. But it also leaves digital platforms like dating apps, social media, and classified sites such as Craigslist open to serious legal liability for the things users post. This will give government agents more incentive and authority to monitor sex-related apps, ads, forums, and so forth and so on, and would also incentivize platforms to track and regulate user speech more closely. Now, this was offered as an amendment to another House bill, this one from Missouri Republican Ann Wagner, and the House Judiciary Committee will consider both bills on Tuesday. Now, up until recently, the law has been that the operator of any online site, such as whatreallyhappened.com, is not legally liable for anything criminally posted to their site, like copyright violations and so forth. But they're trying to switch that around to force websites, online social media, to do the government's job of censorship for them. Because it's going to start with the sex industry, but it probably will not stop there. But Wagner's bill would amend Section 230 of the Federal Communications Decency Act, which says websites and other online platforms should not be treated as the creators of user-posted content. That's the way it works right now. If I'm running a blog, I'm not legally the creator of things that are put on there from other sources. I'm the creator of the original content, obviously. But this is a serious, serious problem, and it's going to have repercussions to the online industry. And I'm sure it's going to make the moralists happy. Now, I'll be very honest. I think Las Vegas, other parts of Nevada, had the right idea. I think prostitution should be legalized. It's going to happen anyway. And you can regulate it. You can tax it. But more importantly, you can enforce health standards. And that's something that you don't get the way things currently are. So I know the moralists are going to be outraged at that idea, but I think there comes a time where you have to say, what's pragmatic? What's expedient? What is going to work to actually solve the problem? All right, let's talk about human-caused global warming. The Old Farmer's Almanac was right. Late in coming, but boy, has it hit. Heavy snow is blanketing northern Europe. All kinds of flight cancellations, delays at Schiphol Airport in the Netherlands, Brussels Airport. 400 flights were canceled at Schiphol, one of the biggest airports in Europe. Same thing down in Frankfurt, 200 in Brussels. Travelers are being advised to check flight updates at home rather than set off to the airport in bad weather. A lot of car crashes in Germany, train delays. Boy, remember back in March of 2000, snowfalls are a thing of the past. It's also hitting in Great Britain. Sunday, Storm Carolyn, the biggest storm so far this year. Widespread disruption of road and air travel severely affected. Temperatures plummeting. Central England and Wales were the worst hit regions with 11 inches of snow in just a few hours. Northern Ireland was also slammed. So it's definitely there. And it's actually been unseasonably cold here in Hawaii. I know you're going to say, oh, I feel so bad for you. You're in Hawaii. You're only down into the 50s. My heart bleeds for you. Well, yeah, but when you're used to the normal Hawaii weather, it does feel chilly. Of course, when it gets that cold, Claire snuggles up to me a little more closely, and so there's an upside to this thing. Meanwhile, here in the United States, unusually early heavy snow, that's their description, not mine, creates a winter wonderland from Texas to Georgia. It's down there in the deep south, into areas that normally don't get snow. We'll be right back after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you. And your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354, or visit MIG911.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And we're going to go ahead and take a phone call here from Ramsey in Canada. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, sir. I have a question regarding what you said in the first hour. You said that the 1972, in the games that took place in Munich, Germany, the Israeli athletes who got killed by the PLO, you said that was a false flag?
Yes.
So the Palestinians and the PLO or the Liberation Army or whatever, they never did that?
Well, we don't know who really did it, but they claim to be the Palestinian Liberation Organization. That's the essence of the false flag. But years later, it came on out that the terrorist mastermind, and it was the same guy that threw that guy in the wheelchair off the cruise ship. But it turned out he was working for Mossad. British intelligence revealed that Israel arranged the hijacking that led to the raid on Entebbe. To basically, you know, make the world think that the Palestinians were nothing but terrorists and Israel was perfectly justified in taking their country away from them. Abu Nidal, that's the guy, I think.
What's his name, sorry?
If I recall correctly, the double agent's name was Abu Nidal, and he was supposed to be this terror mastermind for Palestine, but it came out years later he was working for Mossad. By way of deception, thou shalt do war.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Fred in Nova Scotia. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. How are you doing today?
Doing fine.
That's good. I have a story for you, if you got a second.
Okay. Yes.
I befriended a comedian online. I'm not a friend of his, but I liked him. And I made a joke about the artist Rihanna. I'm sure you're familiar with her.
Yes.
I don't know. Anyways, she's been putting so much makeup on her face that she looks orange, and her hair looks kind of greenish. And the article was, is Rihanna the most beautiful woman in the world? My comment was simply, she would be if she didn't look so much like the Who people. That was my comment. Yeah, exactly my intentions. It was a joke. I meant to make it. I'm a comedian in my own mind. I'm a comedian, I guess. No, not professionally, yes. But whatever. A lady sent me a message, and I would, if I had a second, I would read it to you. But basically, she was insulting my wife. She said if I had a beautiful wife and not this ungodly or unholy beast that I have, and I'm sure as a married man yourself, you can understand that how I would feel by that reaction. I was trying to make a joke, and this woman insults my wife by saying she's not as beautiful as this black woman that I insulted. Okay? And I'm sure you can, based on that comment, you can see where I'm getting to. Okay?
Yes.
So she tells me, and she like completely insults me. So I reply with a few, nice words, let's say. And I send her a message. Why are you saying this to my wife, along with the C word? And then she just goes off on me. She goes crazy.
Well, you obviously met a snowflake, one of the first snowflakes of this winter, probably, and you triggered her off.
Yep.
And unfortunately, the snowflakes seem to feel that there's a double standard. You can't say anything negative about them, but they can certainly come back and say all the negative things they want about you. And that's just the way the universe is supposed to operate. But I understand about off-the-cuff comments. I remember several years ago, I got into serious trouble involving a young lady. This was back when the fashion was to have jeans outfits that had holes in them and tears and all the and people were paying huge amounts of money to get these pre-made torn-up outfits that they were wearing. And I remember this girl was modeling it for us in the office and said, how do I look? And the first thing that popped out of my mouth is like, you survived an industrial accident. And that did not go over very well.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I guess that's the thing about comedy. You know, it's either you hit or miss or you hit, right? And I mean, it was, like I said, it was just a comedic comment. So she wrote a one-star review. I own a small business here. It's a restaurant. Mm-hmm. She wrote it's the only one-star review that I've ever gotten. And she wrote a one-star review along with the message, do you condone your business owner saying the C word to females? This and this. And I'm like, and then I wrote the comment that she wrote, and I said, I'm sorry, but this saying this to my wife is C-word worthy. You know, like, and you know, like, unfortunately, and the worst thing is, she birated me because she thought I was a white male, and I'm Lebanese.
You know,
I just look pale. So I'm going to have to let you go. As you could hear, I have a phone call, but I appreciate your time.
Okay,
Mike.
Well,
thank you very much.
Get the phone call, and we'll get on back to the news here. Thank you very much for the phone call. All right. One of the downsides of online reviews for businesses is that people can use them to exact a personal revenge. And it would be nice if there were some kind of a mechanism to correct that, because history has shown that if people think they can attack you by any means with impunity, that they can go on out and lie about you and nothing bad will happen, they're more inclined to do it. So in a nation where we've lost our moral compass, we see that happening more and more often. Breaking story here. This is coming out of the Still Report. And it turns out Bill O'Reilly was right. They're getting ready to come after Donald Trump with another sexual assault allegation. And apparently, this woman is named Summer Zervo. She was a contestant on The Apprentice in 2005. And apparently, she just showed up in New York City with attorney Gloria Allred, who is so crooked she makes Hillary Clinton look like an honest individual. Gloria was also representing Beverly Nelson during that whole debacle over the yearbook inscription, which turned out to be something other than what it was supposed to be. So anyway, Allred is out there, and Zervos is claiming that Trump kissed her 12 years ago on the lips without her consent twice. And, of course, you would think that would be worth a good slap in the face, unless the woman was there to get something. And she's already admitted she approached Trump to get a job. So she was after him. And, of course, there's absolutely no support for the claim that he kissed her. But if he did, if she had kissed back, she'd be First Lady of the United States of America now. Maybe that's why she wants to sue. Anyway, according to Still, somebody has come up with $10,000 for this woman to pay her expenses as she goes through this. Anyway, so apparently Trump, of course, has denied that this happened. And Zervos is taking that denial and is suing President Trump for defamation. So, boy, talk about politics being a dirty business. Alrighty, getting on back to human-caused global warming, and the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Let's get some calls in here. So we're talking about the winter wonderland from Texas to Georgia, and it is snowing very heavily. In southeastern Texas, 7 inches of snow was reported on the south side of Corpus Christi, Texas. They also had thunder snow, which is a snowstorm, obviously, with lightning. And according to the Corpus Christi Caller Times, the last accumulating snowfall in the city was all the way back in 2004. Now, according to AccuWeather, it may not stop snowing in northern Pennsylvania until next week. So it's major. There's another Arctic blast heading that way. They're still looking to the lake effect snow in south central Pennsylvania. And they're just saying it's a very snowy pattern. Well, golly gee, looks like we are headed into a new Maunder minimum and a new mini ice age. And that wailing in the distance that you hear is Al Gore, whose film, An Inconvenient Sequel, apparently did not do all that well. Now, France is still fully on board with the Paris Accord, and Macron is getting ready to issue all expenses paid grants for U.S. climatologists who are on board with the global warming agenda to relocate to France. This is part of Macron's attack on Trump's climate policies. Now, not too long ago, there was a video that came on out of an emaciated polar bear rummaging through the garbage in search of food. Oh, it's a starving polar bear. It's all because of global warming, and the video went viral all over the place. And people who actually live up there are saying this is normal. Yes, there are very well-fed polar bears up there, but if a polar bear becomes injured, if they wound their paw, then they can't get food, and yes, they will be starving. It's a normal part of Mother Nature, and it is not due to global warming. Now, the overall population of polar bears has been increasing, so they're not endangered. In fact, they've recently been reclassified a pest animal. It's okay to hunt them again. Now, you remember some years ago when they were trying to push this whole poor polar bears are drowning. They had this picture of a polar bear on this little bit of ice in blue water and said, see, the Arctic ice is melting. The poor polar bear is about to drown. And then it came on out that the photo was actually from the summer melt season when you're supposed to get melting ice, along with the fact that polar bears don't drown. Their fur is actually hollow. That's why it's white. and it provides extra thermal insulation because of that airspace in the middle. It's also buoyant. Polar bears can actually sleep while floating, and they have been documented as swimming as much as 60 miles. So it was all based on lies. And if you go and read my ClimateGate article, you will see down at the very bottom a whole bunch of quotes from the luminaries of the global warming movement about how it's okay to lie. It's okay to scare people to go along with our agenda. And no, in point of fact, it is not. Because as the lies become exposed, your agenda becomes discredited. Now, there have been a couple of incidents over in Europe which are going to make the winter even worse. And it has to do with the fact that over in Austria, there was a huge explosion at the Baumgarten oil facility, one of the continent's biggest supply hubs, not just the biggest in Austria, biggest in Europe, one of the biggest in Europe. And it's blown up, huge amount of damage, and it's already causing shortages. And gas for price for gas and oil already soaring upward. Italy has already declared a state of emergency as a result of the fuel shortage. And complicating it even further is a North Sea pipeline has had to shut down for repair work. And that's going to put upward pressure on prices and downward pressure on available supplies. Now, this pipeline, the Forties pipeline system, supplies nearly 40% of the oil and gas to that part of Great Britain. So if the Arab League wanted to hit the West with an oil embargo over Jerusalem, this would be the perfect time for them to do it. Okay, we're going to take a phone call. Ron in Missouri, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. You might have covered this already. I don't know. Have you heard any scuttlebutt about any kind of credible theories about the start of these wildfires in California?
Well, I've heard a lot of speculation. I don't think anybody is really certain one way or the other. I do know that one of the big problems when the winds are really blowing is the homeless will start a fire to cook their food or to stay warm. The embers will start blowing, and that will be it. I remember when Claire and I were still living in Southern California, there was a huge fire up in the San Gabriel Mountains, turned the entire sky orange overhead, and that one began with a homeless campfire.
Could be as simple as that, I guess.
But yes.
I thought maybe you might know something more. I appreciate it.
Yeah, it's Occam's razor. The simplest explanation is usually going to be the correct one. And again, people could have just thrown a lit cigarette out of the car window. When the wind is blowing that hard, cigarettes won't go out as they travel down to the ground because the wind is fanning the flame. So you have to be really, really careful.
Was there about 5 or 6 fires, though?
Super fires? The numbers keep changing because the embers will, like, blow forward and start a new fire. But I think there's 6 major ones and probably a lot of little small hot spots they're trying to deal with.
Okay, I appreciate it. I love your show, Mike.
All right, thanks. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. this specific fire, series of fires, is the 5th worst in California history. This year has been the worst wildfire year in all of California history. And again, in the present case, a lot of it has to do with the wind. A lot of it has to do with allowing the dead overburden to increase and grow because funds for clearing brush and keeping the fire breaks open have been cut back. So it's a confluence of different causes, and all it takes is an initiating event like a homeless fire, and you've got a disaster on your hands. I remember some years ago there was a case where they had come to realize that not allowing forest fires in Yellowstone was building up dangerous brush, so they decided to do some controlled burns, just burn down the overburden bit by bit. One of those fires got out of control. So got to be very, very careful about that. Now then, going to start on a story. We're going to have to take it through the commercial break here. And we mentioned it earlier in the program with that caller who wanted to know if their little group on healthy natural eating might have been infiltrated. And apparently it's big business. And we're not talking about FBI, CIA, NSA. We're talking about corporate espionage who will be hired by large companies to basically infiltrate and spy on any groups that they see might be a threat to their business. And when we come on back from this next commercial break here, we'll give you some more information about that. So stay tuned. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors. Okay. Oh, there's the music.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guaranteed. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Hey, can we talk about something serious for a minute? Your age. Getting old has its perks. But remember, being a few years younger, you know, your hair was thicker, you didn't have so many wrinkles, that extra weight wasn't haunting you, and you just felt better. Well, we can't turn back the clocks and go back 10 or 15 years, but you can start feeling and looking 10 or 15 years younger with Nature's Youth RSF. It's a doctor-formulated daily supplement that helps your body maintain its peak performance and fight the aging process. Imagine sleeping better, looking better, and feeling better. See how Nature's Youth RSF has helped thousands of people just like you at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. The holidays are coming. Imagine how it will feel when your family and friends are asking you what you did to look so good. Your secret will be Nature's Youth RSF. It's time to start looking better and feeling better. Learn more and order your Nature's Youth RSF at naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we're talking about corporate intelligence and how large companies will hire these corporate intelligence firms to spy on and infiltrate and, who knows, possibly try and disrupt and sabotage any groups that are a threat to their profit, their bottom line. And apparently British Airways Royal Bank of Scotland and Porsche are among companies that have been identified as having done this, paid corporate intelligence firms to monitor political groups. And this includes the use of infiltrators to spy on campaigners. And apparently at one point they targeted the family of Rachel Corrie, who was the student protester crushed to death by a bulldozer. They're targeting environmental groups, campaigners protesting about phone masts. I would imagine that they're probably targeting people concerned about the safety of GMO food and vaccines. And this is very, very serious because in many cases, as the FBI did during COINTELPRO in the 1960s, these are violations of the law. So if you're part of a group like that caller who called on in, and all of a sudden the group seems to be losing its focus, there's a lot of arguing, internal strife, yes, you may have been infiltrated. And it isn't necessarily liberals. It isn't necessarily the FBI or the CIA. It could be one of these corporate intelligence outfits. Because these large corporations, they love their profits. They don't want anybody upsetting business, even if they are selling bad products, apparently. And apparently, police chiefs across the country are very concerned that these activities of these corporate intelligence firms are barely regulated and completely uncontrolled. So, now, getting on back to the fires here, apparently the Thomas Fire has exploded in size, threatening new areas. We've got rain coming down here. I wish I could crate it up and send it over Southern California because they could really use that. Now, last week we were talking about some interesting research that had come on out involving what's called genetic extinction. And supposedly the company that was doing this was working on a project where they were going to release some kind of a pathogen or parasite that was DNA selective, and it was targeted on the mosquito that carries malaria. Well, sounds like a very noble thing to do. But unfortunately, it has since come on out. This research is being conducted by DARPA, the Defense Advanced Research Project Agency. These are the blue sky guys who are coming up with the truly science fiction stuff. And there is a concern here, and I'll tell you what it is after station identification.
There's an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.